Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with us because Dave Anderson is in the building, so to speak. Dave is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest guys I know when it comes to just common sense about managing a business and just literally just the essentials of being a business owner. He led a number of companies in his own career prior to becoming an expert and a consultant and an advisor to people like you and me. He was in the automobile industry for many years, which, as you know, folks, that's real business there. When you're in the automobile business, that's a tough business, and he did it very successfully. Now he's the author of a number of books, and I've got so many here that I have to stand on my tiptoes to look over this stack I have here. The first one we know is Up Your Business. Then he said, if you don't make waves, you'll drown. Then he wrote another one called Up Your Business, which was a sequel to that one. Then How to Deal with Difficult Customers, on and on. And three new ones, TKO Management, TKO Sales, and TKO Hiring. Dave is our good friend. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. It's great to be with you again.
Who else gives a tour of your books like that, Dave?
Well, I tell you, you can just keep talking about them if you like. I'll cede my time to you.
I like telling people about good people and your good people, and the stuff that you offer is really well done and it's important. And I really like your new book series, the 10 knockout strategies for managing, for selling, and for people, for hiring. I think there are three different books, folks. So, Dave, let's talk about the economy as you see it, and as you believe small business owners should be looking at the current economy. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you have to change your leadership style a bit when things get a little more challenging and a little tougher, as they have in many sectors. Yes, one size really doesn't fit all very well. You have to be adaptable. And for instance, when things get tougher, it's wise to focus on shorter term goals. You know, the annual forecasts are nice and quarterly forecasts, but you have to compress your focus. Longer term goals are less relevant in tough times.
So you're saying that you need to bring your focus in a little bit.
Yeah.
Focus on short term goals and successes.
Yeah.
And be prepared to make adjustments quickly.
Sure, don't lose sight of your long-term vision, but the fact is you have to pay more attention to what you're doing on a short-term daily basis. You know, the wonderful thing about short-term goals, they make you do something now. And in times of crisis, it's really important that you keep doing something now. They compress your focus and get you into motion. And quite frankly, they're more relevant, a short-term goal, because things change so quickly. Your long-term goals can become less meaningful as everything around you is changing.
Give us an example of something we could do now.
Well, for instance, even if your results aren't great right now, because results goals, we want this number of dollars, this number of sales, setting activity goals that you can do today, a certain number of activities. Activity goals are strong. Prospects that you meet, appointments that you set, things that you learn. Activity goals will eventually lead to the long-term result goals as well as short-term result goals. So setting activity goals for your business today, most owners don't have them. They go in and they wait for something to happen, and they're not proactive. And in times of crisis, you got to step it up a bit and be more proactive.
Is it important when the economy is off a little bit, is it important to set goals that are a little bit more realistic and allow you to have some successes, allow your organization to have some successes? Isn't it important for an organization to feel like, you know, even if things are tough, that we can still have some successes?
Absolutely. This is where short-term wins are so important. And you know, daily goals. Very few business owners that I know will even set a daily goal. They have their monthly forecast. But listen, if you want a day to mean more, put a number on it. However you want to measure it, you know, make each day a masterpiece. And this will give you little short-term victories throughout the day, throughout the week.
Well, you know, if you, I like the way you're talking about this, David, because when things are going really well, when the economy's rocking and rolling, you can sort of, you know, you can sort of manage the months, and the days will take care of themselves.
Right.
But when things are tough, you have to really reverse that, and that's what you're talking about. You have to manage the days, and the days will take care of the months.
Exactly. And, you know, really, it's a blessing in disguise. Many people don't recognize it, but when things get tough, it causes you, it forces you, really, Jim, to pay more attention to aspects of your business that maybe have gotten away from you, that you haven't looked at closely.
The fundamentals.
The fundamentals, and it really does get you back to those things, which are going to emerge, you know, much stronger in the long term. Another thing you must do, and this is opposite of what many people do, you've got to stay visible and accessible.
When we come back after these messages, I want you to tell us more about being visible and accessible. Folks, this is really good stuff from a guy who knows what he's talking about. I promise you, he's not only did it, he did write the book about it too. 20 Tales, stay with us. Dave Anderson is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. Watch for the emotions on a guy.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Jim Blassingame, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Dave Anderson. I love that song, don't you? Who is that? What is that group? Is that the Rounders?
That's the Hooters.
The Hooters, that's who it is. Yeah, I love those guys. Thank you, Dave.
No,
I knew you would help. I knew
I know that's their one hit.
I knew you were a serious rock and roll fan. That's right, the Hooters. I love that song.
That takes you back about 20 years.
I'd forgotten that. I just couldn't get the name out. At least 20, maybe more. Well, we have something called the Wayback Machine here, Dave. That we take people back a ways and you know the old music. A lot of the old music's a lot better than the new stuff anyway.
Yes, sir.
Even the young kids think that. By the way.
Well, they're right. There are a lot of the young kids are listening to the old.
Yeah, right. Hey, Dave, you were talking when we went to the break. By the way, folks, Dave's new books are 10 knockout strategies, TKO management, TKO sales, TKO hiring. Dave, where are the books available, please?
You can get them just about anywhere. Amazon always seems to have the best deal on them, 30%, 34% off. Just go there.
One of the main things you might want to do about Amazon, folks, or any of the online bookstores, is just go there and ask for Dave Anderson. Type in Dave Anderson, just like you think it would be spelled.
Sure.
And you can find the long list of outstanding books that Dave has. And the problem they're going to have, Dave, is where to start. You know, you got
right.
So much offering there, so much to offer. So, folks, just pick one and check it out. Give us your own website, too, David.
Sure. It's Learn to Lead. Just spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com. And there are about 400 free training articles on the website as well,
right.
Jim.
Thank you for that. Okay, we're talking about the economy, and you were going to talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on, I think we were going to talk about perception. Was that what you were saying?
Well, you know, staying visible and accessible.
Visible, right.
Yeah, because the natural tendency leaders, that they get this bunker mentality
yeah.
when things turn bad.
Well, they think nobody wants anything. Everybody must feel like me. Nobody's going to buy anything,
right.
And that's not true.
No, it's not. And they can get very isolated. They're not spending as much time with their people or with their customers. And, you know, when times of crisis come, leaders show up. You know, just even through recent history, you remember the disaster of 9/11, and the one thing that people commended Bush for across all the lines is he was
mm-hmm.
present. He was at the he was at the Trade Center site, and contrast that to Carter during the Iranian
right.
hostage crisis,
right.
and he hid in the White House.
Right.
I mean, there's a lesson there for business people. When times are tough, no news is not good news.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be out there. You need to be communicating and being available and accessible. And you know, if there's bad news, tell people, because when they don't hear from you, they expect the worst. They
yeah.
suspect the worst. Communicate often. Communicate honestly. And one thing I learned when I was running car dealerships and we had run into a tough time, if you're going to have to cut, if you're going to have to make cutbacks, get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
Do it once and for all. If you cut the bottled water this week and the janitorial service next
right.
week and you let three people go
death
the week
by a
after
thousand
that,
cuts.
Well, it's like Chinese water torture
yeah.
and it just
yeah.
goes on and on and on. And you've got to get it over with. Bring everybody together, tell them why you're stronger because of the cuts and how everyone's
mm-hmm.
job is safer because of it, and
mm-hmm.
get on with business.
What do you think about this? I've been talking to my audience, Dave, about, and folks, you know, when you have salespeople, you have folks who work for you, and they're talking to a lot of your customers. You know, you delegate those relationships a lot of times when your business gets a little bit bigger. But isn't this a good time, Dave, for owners to go knocking on doors to their customers, or walk up to the customers in the showroom or in the stores, whatever, and just talk to them? Hey, how's it going? How's your business? What's going on? What can I do to help you? I mean, you don't have to go say, hey, I know we're in a recession, and so, you know, but all you got to do is make yourself more visible and go talk to customers.
There you go.
I think people will be amazed at how much mileage, how much benefit everybody will get if you just talk to your customers about what they're feeling, what they're seeing.
Absolutely great advice. It's like we were discussing, if you'll take the time that you're spending reading the paper and listening to television and stop that nonsense.
But not radio,
time.
Right? Not radio.
Not the radio. And take that time and go talk to your customers and just really get in touch with what's going on. I'll tell you what, it's very productive. You know, in times of crisis, you got to stay away. There's so much negativity, that reading the paper, believing what you hear, listening to your friends around town and all their stories of doom. You know, it's estimated 80% of what you read or listen to in the media is negative, and I think that's low. I don't think
20%, that is low.
You know, if you're going to do that, just take a rubber hose and beat yourself in the head every day. I mean, just get it over with, because it's about doing the same thing.
Well, no kidding. I mean, if you read, I've got to where it takes me about maybe 2 minutes to read the paper, because I skip all the murders and the car crashes.
That's good advice.
And the fires, you know. I mean, I don't need that.
And the scandals and all the garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got to focus on what you can control, Jim. This is another thing in times of crisis. It's so easy to look out the window. You got to look in the mirror. Stop getting distracted by things you can't do anything about. There's a lot you can control on a daily basis. Your attitude, your work ethic, your character choices, where you spend your time, with whom you spend it, who joins the team, who has to leave it. I tell you, there's a lot of controllables in that list right there, and if you'll focus more on those things, these outside conditions aren't not as relevant as your inside decisions.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, and when we do, after we come back, I'm going to get Dave. You know, he's got these new books, TKO Management, Sales, and Hiring, three different books, TKO for each one of those. I'm going to get Dave when we come back to give us a knockout strategy, one of the 10 from each one of these books on management, on sales, on hiring. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Here's Booker T and the MG, and I think this is Green Onions. Stay with us. Right back. We're back. It's 7 till. There's Sweet Baby James to bring us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Those are our two websites. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us. The first one is where you find the show and all the other things we do here. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base, where you get small business answers now. Dave Anderson is our guest, and Dave, your website is learntolead.com.
That's right.
And the new books, TKO Management, TKO Sales, TKO Hiring, you're going to give us one quick tip, one quick strategy from each one of those books.
Management. Sure. Sure. Well, we'll start with selling. One of the best tips in there, I think, is to sell with your ears, not with your mouth. You know, that selling is a dialogue, it's not a monologue, and that people don't buy when they understand, they buy when they feel understood. So we've got to stop giving speeches, engage the customer, ask more questions, diagnose before we prescribe.
Use your mouth and your ears in proportion to what you have, right?
That's right. That's right.
So two ears, one mouth.
Yeah, they talk too much. They don't engage the customer, and they don't diagnose before they prescribe. In the hiring book, my favorite is Hire Slow, Fire Faster. You know, the hiring should be an elimination process, not an inclusive process. The best time to fire is before you hire. You've got to become more proactive, because as desperation rises, standards fall. And you've got to keep yourself out of those desperate hiring situations where you lower the bar and let the wrong person climb over it. And so hiring slower means proactive recruiting, rigorous interviewing. Interviews need to be tough, Jim. The easier you make it to get the job, the less they appreciate the job.
This kind of patience, this kind of discipline, that level of professionalism is really hard for small business owners, Dave.
It is. And, you know, the reason is they don't understand the cost of hiring recklessly.
Right.
If they understood what it was really costing them, they would develop the patience to hire slow.
Mm-hmm.
They would develop the patience to do it right. And not just what it costs them in terms of production, but morale, momentum, credibility. It is a misery on the installment plan when you hire the wrong guy. And then on the management book, you know, I think one of the keys to being a good manager is balancing it out with good leadership, because management and leadership are two different things. You need a balance of both. Think of management as the paperwork part of your job. Leadership is the people work part, and you've got to have a good, solid balance of both. Most companies are overmanaged and underled, and so
management
is
by the numbers. Leadership.
Yes.
Is by the person, by the people.
Exactly, exactly. Management's by the head, leadership's by the heart. You've got to have a balance of both. Management is systems, controls, budgets, forecasting,
mm-hmm.
extremely important. Leadership is vision, direction, building a team. Balance is what you're looking for there, and the book will tell you how to develop that balance.
I want to come back to your sales tip.
Yes.
And talk about listening more than talking. Folks, one thing I learned a long time ago from my mentors, the gold that you seek is not in your head. If it were, you wouldn't be calling on customers. You'd be getting it out of your head.
Mm.
The gold that you seek is in the heads of your customers and prospects. And the only way you can get that gold is to ask them for it, and which they will then give you if you ask them.
Absolutely. I mean, Jim, if you went to a doctor and they didn't ask you any questions and just wrote you a prescription, you would not want to take that prescription.
That's
you know,
right.
you need to feel understood before you're willing to understand. It's the same
mm-hmm.
in selling.
And people want to believe that you have taken the time to understand what they want, and everybody wants something different, don't they?
Well, they do, and this is where when things are tough, you have a chance to really differentiate yourself, because the law of differentiation says the more you can differentiate yourself from the competition, the less price-sensitive people are. But the less you differentiate yourself, the more price-sensitive they are. So by showing that you're different, showing that you're better, and that all starts with the initial sales encounter, you can build value and get away from some of those price issues.
Well, exactly, and the way you do that is you already know what they need. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to say, Dave, that we already know what our customers need.
Yes.
But what we don't know is what they want.
That's right.
And the only way you can get away from that price you were talking about, and I've been saying this for years now, is when you discover what they want. Because what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything, and they'll pay more for that, won't they?
Yes, they will. They will. They'll pay more for it when they can see the value when we've created it. But, you know, if you just sound and talk and do everything like everyone else does, then all they care about is, listen, if you're just like everyone else, how cheap can I get it?
Mm-hmm.
They don't see value in you or your product or service.
That's right. Well said. Hey, Dave, I got to wrap
it up. Is something we can do.
I got to wrap it up. The new books are called TKO Management, TKO Sales, TKO Hiring. I'm telling you about it, folks, because they're good ones. If they weren't, I wouldn't be telling you about them. Dave knows that. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Dave joined us. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post on our behalf around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.